It's summertime. That means kids swimming in the pool, going to camp, and, of course, smoking their first cigar. Shocked? Every year, more than 1 million kids try their first cigar. And if the cigar companies have their way, you won't be able to do much about it. After intensive lobbying by cigar companies, Congress is about to vote on a law that will exempt many cigars from any regulation at all. The Food and Drug Administration, which currently regulates cigarettes and chewing tobacco, is poised to make cigars subject to a 2009 law that gave it the power to oversee the sale of tobacco products. Premium cigar companies and sellers worry that such regulations could require the producers of high-end cigars to include health warnings on packaging, force sellers to store cigars in separate rooms accessible only to employees, and bar shopkeepers from making sales over the phone or recommending a particular product, all things that apply to cigarettes. As a result of that FDA move, the cigar industry lobbied members of Congress to advance legislation to protect the industry. The bill, which now has 199 congressional co-sponsors, seeks to exempt premium cigars from government regulation. Congress granted the FDA the authority to govern the sale and marketing of tobacco products in 2009 in an effort to curb teen smoking, and there is evidence that cigars are becoming a favorite of teenagers. The state of Maryland has examined the use of cigars by teens. The state's data shows that more than 76% of underage cigar smokers in high school smoke flavored cigars, which come in such kid-friendly flavors as strawberry, watermelon, peach, vanilla, and chocolate. The tobacco industry is barred from selling candy and fruit-flavored cigarettes, but not from using such flavors in cigars. While cigarette smoking among Maryland high school students has dropped by nearly 40% since 2000, cigar use has climbed 11% during the same period. Small cigars can be purchased individually, sometimes for less than 70 cents, making them appealing and affordable to kids. In contrast, cigarettes can't be purchased individually, and packs sell upwards of $5 or more. The U.S. Surgeon General has looked at the issue as well. In a recent report, the Surgeon General found that nearly 1 in 10 high school students were cigar smokers, and 4% of students in grades 6 through 8 were as well. For most people, smoking is a lifelong addiction. As many as 3 out of 4 high school smokers continue to smoke into adulthood. To put it in different terms, as many as 88% of adult daily cigarette smokers report that they started by the age of 18, according to the Surgeon General. The cigar companies know this. That's why they're already marketing cigars with fruit and candy flavors. And while cigar companies will argue they don't market them to children, 1 million kids per year smoking their first cigar speaks for itself. As mentioned earlier, the measure to gut FDA oversight of cigars has considerable congressional support. But instead of kowtowing to the cigar lobby, lawmakers should ensure that tobacco products be regulated in a way that protects the public and kids in particular. We know that smoking cigarettes causes cancer. Smoking cigars can too. Congress must not roll back the law's health protections. Smoking tobacco, whatever the form, should be regulated as the dangerous product that it is. That's all for now. Be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.